This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
Here's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4, Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders, and Cordonier makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
High school baseball tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com features Rushi and Marion local. Both teams going through warm-ups on the diamond. There is a threat of rain. A cell not too far away. Pitching mound, home plate covered at the moment. Marion local out taking infield practice. Rushi was on the diamond several minutes ago. Understand that most of the shower activity is to stay south of us. We should get this game in tonight. Rushi 12-6, Marion local 11-6. They played earlier this year at the St. Henry weekend event. Marion local was victorious. We expect some runs tonight. Could be a fairly high scoring game. Neither club pitching its ace. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Holding, and we've got the play-by-play for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with five convenient locations. Notice I said five now. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and Rushi. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far at Osgood Bank. Osgood, committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. We'll return with a sketch on both head coaches. It is Mitchell Hayes, head man for Marion Local, and, of course, Kevin Flippo in year number 11. He's at the helm of the Rushi program. Plus, we'll highlight the two offenses of these clubs, Rushi and Marion Local, when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Derek Holding. Cumulus clouds overhead off in the distance to the east and south. We see some ominous-looking darker nimbus thunderheads, but the rain, we understand, is to stay south and east of us here in Rushi. We should have baseball, Rushi Raiders, Marion Local Flyers, Marion Local 11-6, Rushi 12-6. Raiders have won 7 of their last 8, coached by Kevin Flippo, year number 11. 7 straight district championships for Rushi, 3 regional titles in a row for the Raiders, who coming into this season over a 4-year period had won 104 high school baseball games. Coaching baseball for 17 years, Mitch Hayes, the head man of the Marion Local program, 10th year for the Flyers coaching baseball, 5th as head coach. He will pitch Bryant Meyer here today, 17 innings on the campaign, 1-2, 22 hits, 19 runs, 12 walks, a 6 ERA. Senior right-hander Zeb Borchers throws for Rushi. ERA of just a little over 3, 3-1 on the season for Zeb. So a couple of 12, a couple of seniors on the bump for both teams. Neither one the ace of the respective staffs, but two up-and-coming pitchers who will provide pitching support for these two clubs down the stretch of the season and in the tournament. Looking offensively at Rushi, of course, Braylon Cordonier leads the way, 448 on the year. Cooper Unverfirth at 359. Zeb Schulze, 326. Zeb Borchers is over 300. And both Mike Agresip and Vince Borchers at 279 apiece. For Marion Local, Ethan Eitkamp is at 375 in terms of batting average on the campaign. Camden Eifert, 333. Parker Hess at 314. On base percentage, Eitkamp at 545. Hess at 478. And Drew Laws at 477. Hayden Puppelman's got four homers on the year. Griffin Bruns, 13 stolen bases. Eitkamp, 11. Team ERA, the leader, Parker Hess, 1.6 on the mound. He has been really strong for Marion Local this year. Runs scored, Eitkamp, 18. RBIs, Puppelman, 15. And that's a little summary of the Marion Local offense. Rushi's been hitting the ball better of late, that's for certain. 17 runs against Botkins in a game last night and in the contest that we called here on scoresbroadcast.com last Friday versus Miller City. Rushi scored 11. Raiders and Flyers will touch base with common opponents between these two teams when we come back. It's high school baseball tonight. Weather will cooperate, we believe, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Eitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Eitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, both teams, Marion Local and Rushi, have beaten Anna. Each has played Fort Loramie. Marion Local beat the Redskins. Rushi lost to Fort Loramie. Each club has been beaten by MAC foes Versailles and St. Henry. Starting lineups in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We return here to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Derek Golding, starting lineups. We'll touch base with Marion Local initially. Flyers will hit first, the road team in this game here at the Rushi Community Park Complex. Griffin Bruns leads off for Marion Local. He is the senior shortstop, batting second. Ian Rindler, senior, and he plays second base. Hitting third, Ethan Eichkamp, outstanding catcher, senior. Cleanup batter, Hayden Puppelman, senior right fielder, outstanding stick at the plate. Bryant Meyer, senior pitcher, hits fifth. Isaac Moeller, sophomore, third baseman, sixth. Camden Eifert, junior left fielder, seventh. Austin Niekamp, all 6'8" of him. Senior first baseman, eighth in the order, and Drew Laws, senior center fielder, bats ninth, and we are underway. Big 6'3" right-hander Zeb Borchers on the bump for Rushi. Whips a called strike in there to Brun. Second pitch bounces and gets away from Unverfirth. It's a ball and a strike. Rushi defensively, Zeb Schultze is at third, Braylon Cordonier at short.
Second baseman Quinn Hoying, first baseman Parker Lloyd, a couple of freshmen man the right side of the diamond for the Raiders. There's a high fastball above the letters to Bruns. It's two balls, a strike. In the outfield, Micah Grisup in left. In center, Vince Borchers. Benjamin York is in right. The battery, pitcher, catcher, Borchers on the hill, and Cooper Unverfurth behind home plate doing the catching. Foul tip off to the right from the bat of Bruns. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Griffin. Outfield shallow and right and center. Schulte up at third at the edge of the grass, trying to shut down a bunt if there is one. Ball three up and away, 3-2. Zeb Borchers has gone full on Bruns, who has very good speed, and he fouls one off the end of the bat, a pool cue shot to the right, and it's still full up, 3-2. 3-2 on Bruns as Schulte inches back a few steps at third. Here is Borchers whistling one in there, 3-2 pitch upstairs, high level, ball four. Bruns is aboard. We'll talk about our Francis Schulte key components to this game in just a moment. And pitching, first pitch strikes, limiting the walks are all a part of this game of high school baseball, and most certainly here today as Bruns is aboard. Here's a bunt up the first baseline. Borchers off the mound in a hurry. Throws low to Parker Lloyd. It's by him down the right field line. Runners lined up at first and third for Marion Local. Borchers got to the ball. The play at first was going to be an out if Lloyd receives it. The pitch to him from about 20 feet away was a foot off the ground. He couldn't stab it. He had to deal with the runner coming down the line at him. And the ball rolled into foul ground beyond the coaching box. And Bruns hustled around to third. That was Ian Rendler, who laid down the nice bunt. And Marion Local has men on the corners. No one out here in the first. Ethan Eichkamp, a very potent hitter, is up. And here is a steal attempt by Rendler of Marion Local. And the Raiders throw through to second. Out is called. Good tag applied at second base. And Rendler is nailed. Marion Local gambled. Attempted to steal on the first pitch to Heitkamp, which was a ball. Out stealing. Runner at third now. Infield sneaking in for Rushi. The delivery to Heitkamp is up and away for ball two, 2-1. So Griffin Bruns walks for Marion Local. Right away he sacrificed down to second by Rendler on that play. Rushi flips it away at first. And runners wind up at first and third with no one down. And then on the first pitch to Ethan Eichkamp for Marion Local, Rendler is caught stealing. And the count goes to 3-0 in Eichkamp, and there's a strike as Borchers blisters a fastball right down the middle, 3-1. Standing in the box with the left foot in front of the plate is Heitkamp, who swings and strokes a line drive to short, caught by the leaping Cordonier. He was in, but the ball didn't have enough lift to get over his head, and Cordonier picks it off. He stabs it, reaching high above his head. And out on the play is Heitkamp. Two down now for Marion Local. Runner still at third. Hayden Puppelman steps in. He and Zeb Borchers on the mound for Rushi are cousins. From the left side, the pitch misses the strike zone. Two away now for Marion Local. Rushi tries to get out of a jam. That pitch an inch or two upstairs, close, taken, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Puppelman. Infield around to the right, left-hand batter for the Flyers with good power. Wind blowing in from right center field, and that pitch misses off the corner very close. 3-0 on Puppelman. A lot of room down the left field line as Puppelman looks at strike one called. It's 3-1. 3-1 on him. On deck, Bryant Meyer, the Marion Local pitcher. Schulte even with the bag at third. Rest of the infield normal depth. Here's a ball fisted off the handle. Back to Zeb Borchers. He's got it on two short bounces. Fires on to Parker Lloyd. And Rushi shuts down Marion Local in the first inning after the Flyers produced runners at first and third with nobody out. We go to the bottom of the first, no score. Marion Local Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
It is the bottom of the first inning. Rushi Raiders coming to bat. Two balls, a strike on leadoff hitter Vince Borchers, followed by Braylon Credonier and then Zeb Schulze. Borchers swings and skies one to center. Camping under it is Drew Laws for Marion Local, and he's got it for the out. Borchers, a fly ball to center field, medium depth. One up, one away for Rushi. Here's Braylon Credonier, who cuts from the left side, and we have seen him in person stroke two prodigious home runs here at the Rushi Complex, one against Minster and one this past Friday night against Miller City. That one was straight to right field, and it traveled a good 80, 90 feet over the right field fence. Bryant Meyer, left-hander, on the bump for Marion Local. He's ahead in the count, a strike on Credonier, who lofts one to pretty deep right center field. Puppelman off and running into the gap, and he's got it for the out. Credonier and Borchers fly out to start the game for Rushi. Here is Zeb Schulze stepping in at 326, senior third baseman. Marion Local defensively has Isaac Moeller at third, Griffin Bruns at short. Ian Rindler is at second. Austin Niekamp is at first. There's a ball tapped to the left of the mound, and the pitcher hustles off the mound to get it and throws it in the dirt at first. Good recovery by Niekamp down the line, and he throws a strike to second to nip Zeb Schulze. Each team with a runner nailed at second in the first inning, and inning number one is in the books. We'll go to the second. Rushi nothing, Marion Local nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
The Raiders are tied with Fort Laramie atop the Shelby County Athletic League standings, each team with a mark of 9-1. Each club, by the way, 12-6 overall, and a third at 9-2, 15-8 record on the season for the Rockets. The top five in the Midwest Athletic Conference are Coldwater, 7-0. Versailles 7-1, Minster 6-2, St. Henry 6-2, and Marion Local Flyers at 4-3. Zeb Borchers returns to the mound and gets a first pitch strike on Bryant Meyer, his opposing number, the hurler for Marion Local, and then zips a second strike in there on the inside corner at the belt, and it's nothing and two. Borchers to Meyer. Oh, it's a good curveball. A lot of bite on it. It hit in front of home plate. Check swing. And the ball rolls away from Unverfirth, who flips it to Parker Lloyd for the out. As the hitter, Bryant Meyer, was fooled. He took a three-quarter bump at that pitch. Unverfirth had to get him out down at first base. He couldn't catch the third strike. The ball bounced in there as Borchers threw a nasty breaking ball on two strikes against Meyer. One out for Marion Local to start the second. And the first pitch is a ball to Isaac Moeller, sophomore. He swings right through that one. Strike one and ball one on Moeller. Rushi Raiders slowly beginning to round out the pitching staff. Foul to the backstop. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Braylon Cordonier, first pitching effort of the year, looks strong against Miller City on Friday. Cooper Unverfirth has been steady all season. Junior left-hander Gubo has come back through a nice game at Jackson Center, and he's recovered from a knee sprain. And you've got Zeb Borchers right behind those three pitching well here today, off to a good start, as the second hitter in the inning, Isaac Moeller for Marion Local, hits the ball in the air to Borchers in center for Rushi, who makes a routine play to record out number two. Two down for the Flyers in the second. Here is Camden Eifert, junior left fielder, right-hand batter. Takes a strike and then cuts at that curveball in the dirt from Borchers. That's the second one that's fooled Flyer hitters. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Eifert, feet spread apart at the plate, left foot well out in front of home. There's a ball. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Outfield pretty much straight away. Schultze up at third. Curveball in the dirt, 2-2, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Eifert of Marion Local. We've got a shadow or two over top the field here at Rushi at the moment. Sun shining, not strongly, but it has made an appearance. Another ball down low, bouncing to the plate, 3-2. 3-2 on Eifert and Marion Local. No one on. Top of the first, no score. Borchers fastball fouled at home plate. It's still a full count, 3-2. Each team with an error has not been a hit in this game yet. Borchers with an ERA, a little over 3-1 record on the year. There's a bouncing ball past the mound. Brendan Cordonier charges, makes a nice play, guns a throw to Parker Lloyd at first, out as the flyer hitter. Camden Eifert retired by a couple of steps at first, and the top of the second inning is over. Marion Local nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Cooper Unverfurth, the Raiders catcher, steps in the box from the right side. And he looks at an offering from Bryant Meyer low. And it's a ball, no strikes, as we kick off the bottom of the second. There's a good pitch right at the hollow of the kneecaps. It is called strike one, 1-1 on Unverfurth. Bryant Meyer whips another one in there. Unverfurth spanks it on the ground hard to the second baseman for Marion Local. It's Ian Rindler who snaps it up and fires onto Niekamp out at first base. One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the second. Play goes from 4-3. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams here today. They're key building components for sure. It starts on the mound, and even though these are not the frontline pitchers for these two teams, Meyer for Marion Local, Borchers for Rushi, are off to very good beginnings. Each hurler sharp, first pitch strikes. Key building components for this game between Rushi and Marion Local here today. Get ahead in the count. Remember, the finest components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff associates, as a line drive almost gets us here in the press box above the first base dugout. That ball was tagged right at our heads, and it caught the edge of the press box window and glanced away, because I was down looking at script and I didn't see the ball coming. It would have hit me smack dab right between the eyes. Here's a check swing and a pitch which misses a little up. As we update you on the count, 3-1, 3-1, and Mike Kreisup, second hitter in the inning, after the Unverfurth ground out. Bryant Meyer fires, and there's a ball hit off the handle beyond the press box to the right, out of play. That was a close call. 3-2 on Kreisup. 279 hitter. Left foot way out in front of home plate. There's a bouncing ball toward the hole between third and short. Good play by the third base of Marion Local. Isaac Moeller cuts it off, stabs it, throws on to Niekamp for the out. Two down for Rushi here in the second. Grisup chopped it down to the third baseman, Isaac Moeller, who rambled off to his left. Had that ball gotten past him, it would have been deep in the hole between third and short, and for sure an infield single. Here is a bunt attempt as Zeb Borchers of Rushi fouled off to the left. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on him. Zeb hitting over 300 on the year. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the second. We are 11 outs into this game, and it's moving right along. Borchers hit from the right side. Down a strike in the count. Outfield deep. Left fielder for Marion Local is a good 285, 290 from home plate. That's Camden Eifert. Lefty Bryant Meyer pitches downstairs for a ball and a strike. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Gratitude to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. The count on the hitter, 2-1, fouled away, 2-2, now on Zeb Borchers. Very deep at short for Marion Local is Griffin Bruns. Meyer swings into action, uncorks. There's a tapper, third baseline foul. It got 40 feet of the 90 down the foul stripe and trickled off to the left. So it's still full up, 3-2. Rushi in action in the Shelby County Athletic League on Thursday night. Busy week for the Marion Local Flyers, who've got games in the Midwest Athletic Conference coming up. Here's the 2-2 pitch with two out downstairs in the ground, and it's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Swinging into action is the hurler. There's a hard ground ball toward third. Moeller streaks to his left. Can't get a glove on it. It's into left field, a base hit. Zeb Borchers hits the ball pretty sharply in that 5-6 gap on the left side of the diamond. And that is the first base knock of this game. Borchers at first. Benjamin York steps in. Hits from the left side against the left-hander Meyer, who takes a peek at Zeb at first. Throws in under the chin of York. Ball one. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Benjamin York. Throw to first base. Runner back for Rushi. Marion Local at 4-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Has a game upcoming this week on Thursday against New Knoxville. Marion Local, a makeup contest at Minster on Saturday. Flyers stand at 4-3 in the MAC. Rushi battling Fort Loramie for the SCAL League lead, and they meet head-on Thursday evening. We've got coverage of that game for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The count 2-1, two balls, a strike on York. Borchers with a lead at first, throw over. Outfield against York, pulled to the right. Well off the line in left field for Marion Local is Eifert. Pitch upstairs, well high, 3-1. So Meyer falls behind against York. Two out, one on for Rushi, bottom of the second, no score in the game. Raiders nothing, Flyers nothing. Meyer into the stretch. York swings, hits a humpback liner to the shortstop of Marion Local. Ball was not hit hard. He fields near the second base bag. Good play by Griffin Bruns of Marion Local, who steps on second to end the second inning for Rushi. Still no score. We head to the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank. New location now in Rushi. Soft opening occurred yesterday. Grand opening coming up first week of June. And we will talk to Osgood Bank officials in our pregame on Thursday right here at Rushi when Fort Loramie comes to town. So many thanks to Osgood Bank with branch locations now in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and, of course, the Osgood location, Osgood Bank. We simplify banking by enabling you to do well and be good. Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'd like to remind you about Shelby County Veterans Services in Sydney at 133 South Ohio, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. A ball, a strike on the first hitter for Marion Local. Starting off the top of the third, it's senior first baseman Austin Niekamp. The 1-1 pitch is a big hook, the Zeb Borchers, and it drops down low below the knees of Niekamp, who strikes at the second pitch and whiffs, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Niekamp. Outfield plays him pretty much straight away. Left fielder for the Rushi Raiders, Grishup, well off the line. Borchers right up the middle in center. Schultze several feet wide of the bag at third. Niekamp cuts at a low outside pitch. And the count is two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Borchers trying to keep him off balance. Wide stance at the plate for the 6'8 Niekamp. Low and away for ball three. And it's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Niekamp. Borchers has faced seven flyers in two innings. And Niekamp walks. Pitch was in at his chest. He's aboard. Drew Laws, or I should say Laws, the senior center fielder, hits now for the Flyers. And let's see if a bunt is in order. Top of the lineup, just around the corner on deck, leadoff man Griffin Bruns. Niekamp with a lead. And Laws bunts right through it, strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. One hit in this game, that by Rushi pitcher Zeb Borchers in the second. Lead at first for Niekamp.
And Laws takes a hefty cut, tries to dig one from down below the knees, and can't locate it. Strike two. Nothing in two on Laws. Quick working Borchers upstairs with the breaker. Couldn't get the snap on it he wanted. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Top of the third, no score here at Rushi. Marion Local, nothing. Rushi, zip, swing and a miss. Strike three. Laws waved at a fastball on the outside half. Strikeout number two for Zeb Borchers for the Raiders. Back to the top for Marion Local. Shortstop Griffin Bruns, Niekamp with a lead. Schultze in now, a few more steps at third base, trying to take the bunt away. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Bruns. Crease it pretty deep and left. Throw to first, runner back. Right fielder for Rushi, Benjamin York, is up a bit snug. There's a fastball, yes, right at the letters. Unreferth, the catcher, framed it. Borchers on the bump for Rushi, gets the call. A ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Bruns. Cordonier shading the Marion Local hitter towards second. There's a ground ball through Borchers on the mound. Cordonier fields near the bag, steps on it, fires hard to first, out, double play is converted. The ball went off the body of Borchers, it appeared. Might have hit the rubber, maybe a lower limb of Zeb. The ball continued to careen on out to Cordonier, who was playing up the middle, and he made the play near the bag and turned it into a twin killing. Double play to close out the Flyers' third. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi nothing, Marion Local nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we start the bottom of the third for Rushi, young freshman Parker Lloyd steps in the box and wraps one hard on a line to center, left center field. Laws tracks it down for Marion Local. Oh, the ball was tagged. It's a long out off the bat of Lloyd. One down for Rushi. Bottom of inning number three. We're tied at zero. Here is Quinn Hoying, freshman second baseman for the Raiders, stepping in. A ball, a strike on him. First pitch, a strike. Second pitch, bounced plateward. So many thanks to Production Support, Inc. on the air with us here on Scores Broadcast. There is a breaking ball by Meyer, a two-seamer just missed low and away, and it's 2-1, two balls, a strike. Third baseman for the Flyers way up in the grass. Strike two called at the bottom of the knee, 2-2 on the hitter, Hoying for the Rushi Raiders, and now the third baseman for Marion Local, Moeller, retreats. There's a low curveball swung on by Hoying and missed. The pitch at the plate, trapped by the catcher, throw down to first, out is recorded. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the third. Vince Borchers steps in to hit. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. Pitch to Borchers way high, ball one. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. As Bryant Meyer swings into action, Borchers takes a fastball right down the middle, center cut, a strike, 1-1. Meyer delivers. Ball lined by Borchers to the second baseman for Marion Local, who tries to trap it, muffed it, hustled after it, got it, through to first, out. Fine play by the Flyers' Ian Rindler. He stayed with it. Borchers hit it on the button, but within the reach of Rindler, out recorded. Play goes from 4-3 to end the Raiders' third. We played three. There is no score. Production support in Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores broadcast to the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Nothing, nothing. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, Zeb Borchers back on the bump for the Rushi Raiders, is not allowed a hit in this game. In fact, Zeb himself has the only base knock, a single in the second. First pitch to start the fourth is a ball to Ian Rindler, as he assisted the putout on the last play at the bottom of the third inning. And the count is a ball, a strike, as Rindler tries to golf one down low and comes up empty. A ball, a strike. Another curveball by Borchers below the knees, 2-1. Borchers with a good breaking ball. It boils down to control and spotting that at the bottom of the knees. But he's had a few Marion Local Flyer hitters fish for pitches below the strike zone. Oh, there's a good hard fastball. Some velocity on that one. Rindler cuts, comes up empty. He whiffed on it, 2-2. Borchers, a two-seamer, low and away, fouled at home. It's still two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the batter, Rindler. The third inning closed out for Marion Local when Griffin Bruns grounded into a double play. Cordonier fielded near the bag, touched it, flipped on to first. Ball chopped up the third baseline, foul to Zeb Schultze for Rushi. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Rindler, the senior second baseman for the Flyers. Schultze even with the bag at third. York shades the line in right for Rushi. Borchers retoes the rubber. Batter in the box. Fastball upstairs, fouled, out of play. And it's still two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Rindler. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. There's a high strike called, strike three.
It was just below the letters on the outside corner, and Rindler is retired. Strikeout number two chalked up by Borchers, or I should say strikeout number three registered by him. Ethan Eichkamp looks at a high floater above the shoulders, ball one. Rindler, by the way, sacrificed in the first inning. Eichkamp lined to short to Cordonier in the first. Here he grounds to Schulze. Off to his left, gloves it, and he pitches onto the first baseman, Parker Lloyd, for out number two. Very quickly played game here at Rushi tonight. No score, two out Flyers. Top of the fourth inning. Here's Hayden Puppelman. Puppelman was out, pitcher to first base. Swing, strokes the ball to right center. It's up the gap. That ball was belted. Smacked hard by Puppelman, rolling to the fence. He makes the turn at second, stays put. As the ball is thrown into Cordonier in short center field, Puppelman, outstanding hitter all year long for the Flyers, pops a double up the alley in right center. First hit of this game for Marion Local. One hit for the Flyers, one hit for the Raiders. Marion Local mounting a two-out threat in the top of the fourth. Here's Bryant Meyer, pitcher for Marion Local, who bats from the left side. Delivery by Borchers, two-seamer down, cut on, swung and missed. Strike one. No balls, a strike on Meyer. Schulze up a step at third. Cordonier cheats in behind the runner. Breaking ball wide. Backdoor curve, didn't catch the corner. A ball, a strike. One and one on Meyer, who struck out to start the second for Marion Local. Meyer well out in front of home plate. His right foot a good 12, 15 inches in front of home, maybe even more than that. He looks at a throw in the dirt, and it's two and one. Two balls, a strike. No score. Flyers have a runner at second. Two down. Top of the fourth. Borchers to Meyer. And that is elevated much too high. 3-1. On deck, Isaac Moeller, sophomore third baseman for Rushi. Borchers hurries a pitch in there. Low and away for ball four. So Meyer's aboard. First and second for Marion Local. Top of the fourth. Two outs. No score in this game. Isaac Moeller hits from the right side. Grease up fairly deep and left. A single that direction will score Puppelman with two out. Check swing, strike at the letters. Popped in there by Borchers for Rushi. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Moeller. Here's the ball thrown to the plate, outside corner above the belt, strike two. Moeller stepped out of the box, not sure he agreed with the call. It was close, right on the black on the outside edge. Two-strike pitch, just a bit up, and it's a ball and two strikes. Ooh, that was close. Good eye by the hitter. No score in this game. Flyers bat with two down, two on, top of the fourth. Borchers hums one in there, fouled out of play, rolling toward the Rushi dugout. That was an overhand breaker delivered by Borchers of Rushi. Puppelman at second, Meyer at first, two away for the Flyers. One and two pitch. Moeller looks at it, and it's a ball just off the outside corner, and it's two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Borchers stretching, looks back at Puppelman. Low and away, ball three. And the runners will be going here. 3-2, two outs. A base hit for sure would score Puppelman from second. If Moeller can get a base knock to the outfield, he swings, and he belts one to center right on a line, head high to Vince Borchers. He reaches up and jerks it down, catch by Borchers. Ball was tattooed, but right at Vince in center.
Bowler struck it hard. Nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score. Rushi nothing. Marion Local nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Bryant Meyer on the hill for Marion Local starts the bottom of the fourth with a curveball in the dirt to Braylon Gordagna of Rushi. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on him. Back on April 12th, Marion Local defeated Rushi 11-1 at a weekend event in St. Henry as Gordagna swings, and it's a towering high fly ball to very short right field. It's about 30, 35 feet fair. Puppelman comes in, journeys toward the ball, catches easily for the out as Gordagna hits it on the barrel, just missed it, got under it just a shade, and flies out to short right. One up, one down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And stepping in there now is Zeb Schultze. Gordagna now has hit the ball to the right side of the complex twice. Out in the air to Puppelman on 2 occasions. Schultze is ahead in the count. 2-0. 2-0. Bryant Meyer hurls for Marion Local. It bounces, and it's 3-0. 3-0. As we were saying, Fox Supply in Minster works closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further through the sponsorship here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fox Supply supports the schools, academic programs, and athletic teams. As Schultze for Rushi walks, he's aboard with one out in the bottom of the fourth, no score. Flyers nothing, Raiders nothing. Here's Cooper Umberforth, and it's just below the knees off the outside corner. A ball, 1-0 on Umberforth, who grounded out to second in the second inning for Rushi. Meyer looks at first, pitch to Umberforth, fouled off to the right. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years now, one of the many organizations in the region that helps make this area a great place to live, work, and thrive. Throw to first, runner back. 1-1, 1 out for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. 2 total hits in this game, 1 by each team. Meyer checks the runner, fouled away again by Unreferth. The ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. Puppelman straight away in right. Infield back on the left side. Shortstop Brun shades the second base bag as Unreferth gazes at a pitch off the plate. Ball 2, strike 2, 2-2. Bryant Meyer checks with his catcher, Heitkamp, behind the plate. He's got the delivery. Here's a ball rifled on the ground to the second baseman for the Flyers. Nice play. Laterals to the shortstop coming across the bag. Relay to Niekamp at first, and it's a double play. Each team has turned one out in the middle of the diamond in this game. Ball hit sharply by Unverfurth, but it goes 4-6-3. And the Raiders are out in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Rushi nothing, Marion Local nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding Engineering. No score, fifth inning. Marion Local Flyers are hitting. Zip, zip game, just two hits. Neither pitcher the ace of the respective staffs, but Seb Borchers and Bryant Meyer are throwing darts. Good control. And they are getting outs rapidly in this game, which has been quickly played to this point. We're in the top of the fifth. Borchers bounces one to the plate. It is a ball, and Camden Eifert, the junior left fielder for the Flyers, he grounded out to Cordonier, your first time up. Eifert, left foot, several inches out in front of home plate. Hits one off the fist to the right side. It is Parker Lloyd leaving his position. Scampers to his right, scoops it up, shovels to Borchers out at first base. Good teamwork there by Parker Lloyd. And Rushi pitcher Zeb Borchers, as the ground ball out goes from 3-1. And here's Austin Niekamp. Niekamp at 6'8". Tell you what, with that stride of Niekamp, his right foot's almost out of the box to the rear. Front foot almost out of the box to the front side of the right-hand hitting area. Feet spread apart. First pitch to him, a strike. Then a breaker from Borchers. Boy, he snapped off a hook. Strike two, swinging. Nothing in two on Niekamp. Borchers again. Curveball in the dirt. Bounces. Swung on and missed. Unverfurth tracks it down. Throws to first. Out. Recorded. Niekamp, a walk, a strikeout in this game. Here's Drew Laws hitting now, senior center fielder for Marion Local. Boy, the outs are being registered in fast fashion in this game here tonight at Rushi. Borchers winds, fires. Curveball off the left forearm of Laws. It's a hit batsman. Laws aboard. That was one of those which was so far inside, and because it was a breaking ball, Laws took one for the team. Didn't try real hard to get out of the way of it, but the pitch was way in, and it plunked him on the left arm. He's aboard with two out for Marion Local here in the fifth. We go back to the top, and Griffin Bruns, who's walked and hit into a double play to Cordonier on the ground at short, who made the stop near the bag, tagged it, flipped on to first. The count of ball and Bruns. Bouncing ball to the plate. Runner takes off belatedly. Ball hops in front of the plate, rolls about a third of the way to the mound in the grass. Unverfurth can't track it down in time, and the runner moves up. Wild pitch, and the count's 2-0 on Bruns. A base hit to the outfield would likely score the first run of this game. Two-ball pitch to Bruns is lifted in the air down the right field line. It's curling out of play in the bullpen, foul. And the count is a ball and, or I should say, a strike and two balls on the batter, Bruns, runner at second in the person of Laws for Marion Local. Schultze even with the bag at third. Rushi's second baseman cheating towards second. That's Hoing trying to bother the base runner a little bit. Throw back that direction. Safe. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on the Flyers hitter. It is Bruns. Flyers with a two-out threat here in the fifth. No score in this game. Stretch by Borchers. Fastball down low, lifted short right field. Rushi, right fielder, coming on toward the foul line. And York lunges for it, cannot make the catch. And there's the first run of the game. Griffin Bruns, a blooper to right field. York came in, angled toward the stripe. Couldn't get the glove on it. Single for Bruns. Run home. And the lead for Marion Local, 1-0 here in the fifth. Second baseman Ian Rindler steps in. Ball was not hit hard. Good pitch by Borchers as Bruns struck it on the end of the bat. He pool-cued a pop fly to short right. York dashed in, could not get the glove underneath the ball. It bounced away from him, and the batter runner wheeled around first and skipped on into second as the ball eluded York after hitting the green grass. Two strikes on the hitter, Rindler. Another runner in scoring position for the Flyers. Rindler fouls to the backstop on the ground, and it's two strikes on him. Flyers have put a run on the board here in the fifth. Marion Local 1, Rushi nothing. Three hits in this game. Two by Marion Local, one an RBI. Base knocked to right off the bat of leadoff man Bruns. Here's a ground ball by Rindler. One big hop to Schultze at third for Rushi. He gobbles it up, fires on to Parker Lloyd. Out is made at first, but the Flyers collect a run, the first of this game. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Marion Local 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main Street in Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves. We've delivered inside the market to serve you better. We've got Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks, too, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Micah Greasup hitting, a ball, a strike on him for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth. as Bryant Meyer works quickly, hustles a fastball up there outside and high, ball two, strike one. 2-1 on Grishuk, who grounded out to third back in the second inning. Pitch to Grishuk, hard line drive into center field, a base hit. Up in the air between the shortstop and the second base bag as Grishuk spanked one as he hit that ball solidly. No chance for the shortstop to make a play. And the ball rolled on out to the center fielder, Laws. Grishuk aboard. Let's see what is being strategized here by Kevin Flippo, head man for the Raiders in the third base coaching box. Here is a lead by Grishuk. Zeb Borcher squares the bunt, brings the bat back, and the runner on first left the bag. No contact at the plate. Ball taken. Throw behind the Rushi runner. Safe. Reasonably close down at first. Two hits apiece. Two base knocks for the Flyers. Two for the Raiders. 1-0 Marion Local leads. One ball pitch. Missed off the plate outside. 2-0 on Borchers. Zeb singled for Rushi. Back in the second inning. There's a pitch. Low and in. Fastball by Meyer. Two-seamer just off the corner. And it's a 3-0 count. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0. Here is the pitcher, Meyer. And he throws the first runner back. Infield way up at third in the person of Isaac Moeller for Marion Local. 3-0 delivery is on the outside corner above the knees. A strike, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 3-1 on Borchers for Rushi. Grishuk on at first. No one out, bottom of the fifth. Flyers lead the Raiders 1-0. Runner going, pitch to Borchers. Way up top, ball four. He's aboard. Runner moves down to second as a result of the base on balls. And now Benjamin York hits from the left side against the left-hand offerings of Bryant Meyer. And Mitch Hayes takes a stroll to the mound, coach of the Marion Local Flyers, who are in a jam here. Two on, no out, Rushi. Bottom of the fifth here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, we would be surprised if Benjamin York is not bunting here. Runners at first and second for Rushi, down a run, no one out. A throw back at second almost eluded the Flyers shortstop and went into center. 1-0 Marion Local, two on for Rushi. No one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Benjamin York. Squares the bunt. Pitches low, and it's a ball. Meyer temporarily has lost the strike zone on the mound for the Flyers here in this inning. He quickly walked Zeb Borchers. 1-0 pitch to York. Good bunt. Third baseline. Third baseman charges. Pitcher off the mound. The ball is picked up very late, and York is aboard, and the runners move up. Benjamin York couldn't have walked down the third baseline and placed it in the grass any better than that ball was bunted. Perfectly placed bunt by York, bunt single. They're loaded for Rushi, no one out. Bottom of the fifth, Parker Lloyd, freshman, swings and misses, strike one. Bottom of the order for the Raiders, must deliver and make contact. Lloyd and Hoying, infield for the Flyers, way up. Pitch to Lloyd, swung on, skied to the right, heading our way over the press box atop the first base dugout, beyond the fence. Nothing in two on Lloyd. Bases full for Rushi. Bottom of the fifth inning. Meyer on the mound for Marion Local. Wants the strikeout right here. Infield is in the grass. Meyer steps off the bump. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Parker Lloyd of Rushi, which has three hits now in this game. The windup of Meyer, pitch to Lloyd, missed in at the letters. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Shortstop for Marion Local. In about two or three steps and charging on the grass. That's Bruns. Ball two off the plate, two and two. Count even up on Lloyd. Good eye. Couple of strikes, then checked out a couple of balls. Didn't swing. 2-2 delivery. Foul to the screen. Good at bat here by Parker Lloyd. 1-0 Marion Local, bottom of the fifth. Well played high school game here tonight at Rushi. Flyers 1, Raiders nothing. Bases loaded for Rushi. No one out. Pitch by Meyer. Lloyd takes a curveball on the ground. It was over the plate but low. Good take by Lloyd. It's 3-2. A walk here means a run. 3-2 pitch. Bases full. Nobody out. Lloyd swings. Foul. Sprays it to the right. Out of play. One heck of a bat for Parker Lloyd. Meyer throwing BBs in there. Lloyd continues to spoil them. 3-2 pitch again. Fastball upstairs. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Meyer got him to chase. It was out of the zone. Here's Quinn Hoying. He swings from the left side against the left-hand offerings of Meyer. The base is still full for Rushi. 1-0 Marion Local in front. One away now. Big 3-2 pitch by Meyer. Got him with a blazer up top. Inside fastball to Hoying, 1-0. Lloyd had shown really good discipline until that last pitch. He struck it, ball four. There's a number up the first baseline. It is between the first and second baseman. Second baseman charges Fields. Ball was hit so softly, no play at home. The lateral from the second baseman to Niekamp at first is good for the out. Rindler to Niekamp, but Rushi scores to tie the game. Good contact by freshman Quinn Hoying as he tapped the ball to the right side. It got past the pitcher. That was key, and it was not right at the second baseman. He was up. But the run scores for Rushi were tied at one. And here is Vince Borchers. Runners at second and third now for the Raiders. 1-1 game. Go ahead, run 90 feet away. Meyer to Borchers. It's a strike at the knees, a ball, a strike. Even up at 1-1. Two out for Rushi, bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at second and third for the Raiders. Meyer stretching, delivers. Borcher swings, fly ball, center field. Laws back a couple steps. Now he advances into right center, gloves it for the out, and Borchers is retired. Raiders had him loaded with none out. Do get one. Tie game. We head to the sixth. Rushi 1, Marion Local 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, it's Jack Kramer from scoresbroadcast.com for the Rushi Inn. Do not search for the best morning breakfast any longer, because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, coffee at 6 a.m. at the Rushi Inn and breakfast at 6:30 at the Rushi Inn until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast until 1 p.m. on Saturdays and from 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn is the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. The Rushi Inn serves up the very best breakfast around and one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Just a reminder, all day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab to order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. That's the Order Toast tab. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main, the popular inn thing for great food out. The Rushi Inn.
I'd like to remind you, hey, don't forget the Schaefer Market's got the gallon give back program at the gas pumps there at the Schaefer Market. 1 penny from every gallon sold at the market pumps in a month is donated to a special local organization. That's the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. That's the gallon of gas give back program. Don't forget, take advantage. And also, online ordering is available for Schaefer propane through SchaeferOil.com. Online bill payment available for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane through SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer Oil, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Oil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Oil.com. Sixth inning, Marion Local comes calling. Each team scored a run in the fifth, and we are all knotted, one apiece. Zeb Borchers back to the hill for Rushi. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on Ethan Heitkamp, red hot hitter, catcher for the Flyers, who keeps the bat back, hangs in there with the hands. He's out in front of a curve, and he clobbers one down the left field line, foul. A ball and two strikes. Borchers has had Marion Local off balance with that curveball much of this game. There's a fastball just missed off the outside edge. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Heitkamp for Marion Local, tied up at one. There's a fastball up, and it janked long and foul down the left field line, much beyond the fence in the left field corner. Ball hit well over 320 feet, but out of play, 2-2. Borchers, curveball, missed downstairs in the dirt, and it goes full, 3-2 on Ethan Heitkamp for Marion Local, starting off the sixth. Game tied at one. Borchers to Heitkamp. There's a fastball belted to deep left. I don't think the left fielder for the Raiders will get it. Greasep headed back toward the fence. He cannot make an over-the-shoulder stab. One hop off the fencing in deep left center. It's a double for Heitkamp to start the inning for Marion Local. That ball was smashed. Hardest hit ball of this game. He had yanked a couple of long ones foul before drilling that leadoff double. Two-bagger for Heitkamp. Here's Hayden Puppelman. Big at bat for Borchers on the hill for Rushi. Ground ball right side. Hoying to his left in the hole, Spears. And dishes off to Parker Lloyd at first for the out. But the runner at second for Marion Local moves up 90 feet. Puppelman did his job, got the ball to the right side. Hoying made the play for Rushi. It goes 4-3. Runner moves up 90 feet. Now left-hand batting Bryant Meyer. Borchers to him. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Borchers needs a strikeout right here. Go-ahead run for the Flyers. 90 feet away at third. Bouncing ball to the plate. Blocked very nicely by Unverfirth. Boy, if that eludes him, that runner at third can scamper home. Unverfirth kept the ball right around home in the dirt. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Bryant Meyer. Borchers hustles a fastball up there, fouled in the mitt of Unverfirth and out, and it's 1-2. Meyer has struck out and walked so far in this game. A couple of doubles in this game by Marion Local, one by Heitkamp, one by Puppelman. Off-speed floater high and away, ball two, strike two. 2-2 on Meyer for Marion Local. Game tied at one, top of the sixth. Borchers throws, hard ground ball right side, infield was in, and Hoying can't make the play. Parker Lloyd can't make the play, and it scoots on into right field, base knock. Bryant Meyer, the pitcher for the Flyers, helps himself out with a one-out base knock through the right side of the diamond. The runner at third dances home for the Flyers, who now lead it 2-1. Base hit to right by Meyer. If the infield is at normal depth, a play could possibly be made on that ball. But with the infield back, the runner would have scored from third. But because the ball off the bat of Meyer was not hit right at the drawn-in infield, it got through the diamond, and Marion Local has taken a 2-1 lead. Clutch single by Meyer of the Flyers, who have one out and one on in the top of the sixth. And the visiting team now leads 2-1. Here's Isaac Moeller batting. Oh, there's a wild pitch. Way outside and low. Count goes to 2-0. And in scoring position down at second is Bryant Meyer for the Flyers. Rushi will have 2, 3, and 4 up in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cordonier, Schultze, and Unverfirth. There's the delivery off the plate, up and away, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Moeller. Marion Local 2, Rushi 1, top of the sixth. Very well played, good high school baseball game tonight. Marion Local, one seed in its district in Division 6 up north. Rushi, one of the teams to beat in the Southwest District of D7. High and away, ball 4, runners aboard. 2 on for Marion Local. Marion Local's first opponent, Ada, in tournament play. Well, here comes Camden Eifert to the plate with one out for Marion Local, top of the sixth inning. Borchers right at 100 pitches. Thanks so much to the Fissingers, who have very meticulously been counting each and every pitch up to 100 during this game here today. And we've got a conference on the mound for Rushi. Pitching change is in store. Job well done by Zeb Borchers. He was strong on the bump for the Raiders. Allowed just 4 hits. 2 runs, 4 hits for the Flyers. We have a modification on the mound for Rushi. Will return to pick up play in the top of the sixth. Flyers have a couple aboard, one away, leading by a run on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Up Leo counts. A junior on the mound now for the Rushi Raiders. He may have pitched last night or recently. My stats, not completely updated, do not show him as having been on the mound this season. But he's out there in a tight situation here at the moment. Two on for the Marion Local Flyers. One away, top of the sixth. Rushi's opponent has scored a run in the sixth inning here to lead 2-1. And the first pitch is a ball from Count. Second pitch is grazing the batter. Caught some fabric. A sleeve on the left shoulder as Camden Eifert is nipped. Hit batsman. Base is full now for Marion Local. Here's Austin Niekamp. And a chance to crack a base hit and lift the Flyers to a two-run lead. 2-1, Marion Local. Bases full for Niekamp. Counts, pitches, strike call to Hummer on the outside corner at the belt. Nothing and one on Niekamp. Infield at the corners up. Middle of the diamond playing for a second base, first base, ground ball DP. Pitch to Niekamp upstairs. Ball one, strike one. We've got a sun-drenched field here at Rushi the last 30 minutes. Clouds have moved on off to the south. There is a ball tapped off the leg of Niekamp in front of home plate. Plate umpire correctly rules foul ball. 1-2 on Niekamp. Schultze up at third. Lloyd up at first. Middle of the diamond, double play depth for the Raiders. Bases loaded, counts pitches. Ball squibbed to short. Cordonier hustling in hard. There's no play at home. It is a one-bounce throw to first. It eludes Lloyd. And we've got runners scoring from second and third. Niekamp is on. Ball was hit very slowly toward short. Again, Cordonier, as I reminded you, was deep, as was the second baseman Hoing. Cordonier dashed in. Niekamp with long strides, good speed down to first. I think was going to be out with a good throw. Could have been close. He winds up staying at first despite the throw that was down. We'll credit Niekamp with a single. Although as a result of the throw getting away, the runner on first moves to third. Here's a ground ball to Hoing at second softly. Takes a couple steps to his left. He's got it. Flips on to first for the out. Out number two. Another run scores. We have unearned runs here for Marion Local. At least a couple in this frame. And the lead balloons to 5-1. It was a 1-1 game entering the inning. Runner at second now for Marion Local. That was Laws, who was out on the ground ball 4-3. We turn the top of the order. Here's Bruns, the senior shortstop. He's ahead in the count of ball, no strikes. Counts pitches. Bruns, one chopper to third to Schultze for Rushi. He's got it waist high. Shoots the throw to first for the out, inning over. But Marion Local does damage 4 for the Flyers in the top of the sixth to lead Rushi 5-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Up advantage, Marion Local 5-1. Also an edge to the Flyers here in that Braylon Cordonier Ferrucci must lead off. He's ahead of the count, one ball, no strikes. And Cordonier lifts a high fly to left. It's along the line, twisting foul, out of play. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Cordonier. You'd love to have him up with men on down 4, but he leads off the bottom of the sixth with Rushi trailing 5-1. Zeb Borchers for Rushi was on the bump while 4 runs scored three of them earned. Here's Meyer to Cordonier. Hard ground ball, right side. Niekamp at first reaches in the hole, can't get a glove on it. Single to right field for Cordonier, who cracked one in that 4-3 opening on the right side of the diamond. Cordonier is aboard. Raiders can kick themselves for not scoring more back in that fifth inning. Rushi scored one, had opportunities to put two or three on the board, didn't. Marion Local took advantage of some Rushi wildness. There was a hit batsman in that Marion Local rally in the sixth. The count of ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Schultze. No one out, bottom of the sixth inning. 5-1, Marion Local has taken the lead. Cordonier, you're not going anywhere at first. Pitch to Schultze is across the letters, but in tight. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Here is Meyer. Herky-jerky maneuver to the plate. Low, it's below the knees. 2-0 on Schultze. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is right here on Thursday night, Fort Loramie and Rushi in a big SCAL battle for the top spot. Both teams 9-1. Here's a base on balls delivered by Meyer. Schultze is aboard. First two of reach for Rushi in the bottom of the sixth. Cooper Unverfirth comes plateward. And Mitch Hayes, coach of the Marion Local Flyers, strides to the mound. It's a 5-1 game. Rushi trails Marion Local. Two on, none out for the Raiders in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hey, a proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane. Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gas and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Thank you very much, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Hey, teaching children healthy financial habits is a very important part of their development. It can have a major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account from Osgood Bank for the child in your life. Ask about the Learn Well program at Osgood Bank, which pays for good grades. That's the Learn Well program at Osgood. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Located, of course, in Osgood and Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, now Rushi, and in Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Tall, rangy right-hander, Austin Niekamp, all 6'8" of him on the mound in relief of Meyer. He now throws for Marion Local. His first delivery to Cooper Unverfirth of the Raiders is upstairs for ball one. Rushi has two aboard, no one out. Bottom of the sixth, 5-1 Marion Local. Niekamp throws, curveball low, shin high. Ball two, no strikes, 2-0 on Unverfirth. Outfield is very deep and left. Niekamp pitches a strike through the heart of the plate, 2-1. Left fielder Camden Eifert has retreated a couple steps in Unverfirth. He's got good power, hits to all fields. There's a high fastball, 3-1. Niekamp falls behind. If you're Unverfirth, you need to be a discerning hitter right here. Display a good eye. Niekamp throws, low and away, ball four. Unverfirth walks. Yep, the Raiders have the bases loaded, tying run at the plate. Here's Mike Agresa. You think big for Rushi. A long blast over the fence ties the game in this spot. 5-1 Marion Local. Bottom of the sixth inning. A run, four hits, two errors, Rushi. Five runs, four hits. A miscue for Marion Local. Niekamp winding, delivering. Greasep takes it at the shoulders. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bases jammed with Raiders. Niekamp again. Foul to the screen. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Greasep has a single and two trips. A bounce out to third. Unverfirth, who walked, has hit into a double play and grounded a second. There's a ball looped foul over our heads alongside first. We are in the press box here at Rushi above the Marion Local dugout. A ball and two strikes. Big pitch here. 1-2 in Greasep. Niekamp winds, throws, fastball 7 feet off the ground. And a good reach up high in the air by Ethan Heitkamp to save a WP wild pitch. Two ball, two strike pitch to Greasep. Spoiled, foul to the screen, and it's still 2-2. Here's the situation. Marion Local 5, Rushi 1. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Raiders have none out. Bases loaded. Here's the windup, the 2-2 pitch by Niekamp. The changeup in the dirt. Ball 3, 3-2. Niekamp seemed to kind of shot put that pitch to the plate, and it didn't get there. Counts full. Infield, double play depth. Third baseman several feet behind the bag. Here's the pitch by Niekamp. Greasep swings, strikes one deep to center. Laws going back. He's got it. It's a sack fly. A long drive to Greasep. Run scores. Raiders make it 5-2. Two on, one out for Rushi. Long sack fly by Greasep. Here is Zeb Borchers, who has singled and walked in two trips in this game. Borchers hits from the right side. 5-2 Flyers. Raiders still batting bottom of the sixth. Tying run at the plate in the person of Borchers. Towing the rubber, Niekamp stumbled there as he stretched. Threw it up and in for a ball. 1-0 on the Raiders hitter, Zeb Borchers. He threw well today, deserved better fate. A defensive lapse or two behind him in the previous inning. And Rushi on the wild pitch, or a seemingly wild pitch, had the runners leave their bags by 40 feet. Marion Local threw down to third. Rushi runners got back. No one advanced. And the count is 2-0 on the batter. Pitch to the plate is low, and it's ball three. Catcher Heitkamp throws down to second. Rindler covering and diving back in safely for the Rushi Raiders on the play is Zeb Schulze. Pitch to the plate, low and in, ball four, and they're loaded right back up. Niekamp having difficulty locating, can't find the strike zone. One out for Rushi. Benjamin York hits. Bases loaded. It is a 5-2 game. York cuts from the left side. A lot of room in left center. A gapper here might tie it up. The pitch to York. A strike call on the inside corner above the belt. Nothing in one. 5-2 Marion Local. Raiders have played it a run in the sixth. York looks high. Ball one, strike one, one out. Niekamp works quickly, gets the sign from Heitkamp. Throws a curve, low and in. Ball two, 2-1. Bases loaded with Raiders. Bottom of the sixth. Flyers up three. Here is Niekamp throwing. It is a bit in off the corner. Tight. It was close. Niekamp wanted it. So did his catcher. Heitkamp deemed to be ball three by the plate umpire. 3-1 pitch is high and away. Ball four. York walks. And it's a 5-3 game.
And now batting the pitcher, number 14.
A 5-3 contest, and the Rushi Raiders have the bases still loaded, and junior Leo Counts will step into the box. Mitch Hayes strolls to the mound for the Marion Local Flyers, and we've got a pitching change. 5-3 now the score. Marion Local in the lead. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care by the Cutaway Styling Salon stylist, Deb Gubo, owner. Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie and come out styling 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 5-3 Flyers, Raiders still batting. One out, bases full, bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, 6-foot right-hander Luke Everman, sophomore, now on the mound for Marion Local. Rushi's got the tying run at second, and here's Counts hitting for the Raiders. Foul ball popped in the air over our heads along the right side of the complex. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Counts. Well, if my math is correct, the Raiders have been the beneficiaries of 4 bases on balls here in this inning. Braylon Cordonier struck a single to right to start the frame. 1, 2, 3, 4 walks, a sack fly, bases loaded, 1-1 count on Counts. Fastball, Everman, low, ball 2, 2-1. Tying run at second, go-ahead runner at first in the person of Benjamin York. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Everman deals to Counts in the dirt, ball 3, 3-1. 5 runs, 4 hits, an error for Marion Local. 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Rushi. It is getting tense. Infield for Marion Local, double play depth. The pitch to Counts, swung on, skied behind home, foul, out of play. Count full up, 3-2, getting interesting here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Counts, 1 out for Rushi, bases loaded. Flyers lead the Raiders but 2 runs. Pitch by Everman, Counts takes strike 3 on the inside corner at the belt. He didn't offer. Looked like a good pitch. Caught the edge of the plate. Fine delivery by Everman, a Marion Local. A clutch strikeout thrown by him. Good 3-2 offering to the plate by Everman. It creased the inside corner. Here is Hoying for the Raiders. The second baseman, freshman, steps in with the bases still loaded. Now 2 down, and it's a foul ball to the screen. Nothing in one on Hoying. A base hit could tie it. Outfield is up a little bit. Hoying peers at strike 2. Outside corner, just above the waist. Nothing in 2 on Hoying. Good comeback here by Everman. No balls, 2 strikes on Hoying. Pitch to the plate is fisted foul over the Rushi dugout alongside third. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in 2. On Hoying for the Raiders. A single potentially ties up this game. Here's Everman wheeling and dealing. Foul to the screen again. Good cut by Hoying at a fastball, letter high. Bottom of the sixth. 2 strikes, a couple out. 3 on for Rushi, which is down 2. Everman
swings into action. Bouncing ball to the plate, and a run will score from third. It's a wild pitch. It goes to the screen. And the tying run has moved up to third, 90 feet away. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Hoing. Everman tried to throw one down around the knees. He cut it a bit too closely. The ball short hopped the catcher. Wild pitch. 1-2 on Hoing, who swings and misses. That was a good speed ball by the hurler, Everman. He got it up in the strike zone. Hoing chased it. Hoing and Count strike out to end the frame. But during the at-bat by Hoing, there was a wild pitch which produced another run. So Marion Local scores 4 in the sixth. The Raiders answer with 3. We go to the seventh. 5-4 Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Serving the region since 1972 is Barker Insurance, and it's celebrated over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, and for many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. First hitter for Marion Local to start the seventh is Ian Rindler, the second baseman, who grounds out. Rindler grounding out to the left side of the diamond to start the seventh for the Flyers, who hang on to a precarious one-run lead, 5-4, top of the final frame. And the count goes to 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Ethan Heitkamp. Heitkamp hitting here for the Flyers with one down. Top of inning number 7, he pulls a foul to the left. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Outfield deep, shading him to the left. Greasep a long way from home plate. Here is the windup. The pitch, but counts. Nubbed toward the Raiders dugout. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. This was a scoreless game through 5 innings. Marion Local got a run in the 5th. So did Rushi. Flyers tallied 4 in the 6th. Raiders 3. Ground ball foul to the backstop. Still 2-2 on Ethan Heitkamp, who's doubled. He was a big part of that 4-run 6th inning for the Flyers as he opened things up with a 2-bagger. Pitch by counts of Rushi. Curveball yanked foul. Drilled hard to the left side. Well foul. Hit the fence railing and scooted on down the foul area toward the left field corner here at the Rushi Complex. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
2-2. Junior counts on the bump for the Raiders. Fastball missed wide, and it goes to 3-2. 3-2 on Heitkamp, superb hitter for the Flyers. He commands that number three hole in the lineup. There's a ball chopped, curveball, but counts, rolled foul to Schultze at third base. Heitkamp with a lengthy at-bat. This is pitch number 9 or 10 to him. Here's the windup by counts. Another foul, wide of third, down the line on the ground. 5-4 lead Flyers, one out, top of the seventh. Raiders, by the way, in the seventh inning, will come back to the top of the order. Ooh, there's a pitch, just missed counts, thought it was a strike, so did catcher Enver Firth. Maybe an inch upstairs, very tight. And Heitkamp, the hitter for Marion Local, gets the benefit of the doubt. It's a base on balls. He's at first for Hayden Puppelman. A couple of ground outs and a double, strike one on him. 1-1, or I should say one strike, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Flyers up a run, runner at first. Count steps off the rubber, then cocked to throw to first and didn't. That is not a balk. He did retreat from the rubber. And that pitch to the plate is ruled a balk, apparently. And the runner on first advances on down to second in the person of Heitkamp for Marion Local. It's a ball, a strike on Puppelman. Counts throws, fouled high in the air over the concession stand to the left. Numerous foul balls off counts in this inning. One on, one out for the Flyers, who want to play add-on here in the top of the seventh, leading by one at 5-4. Each team with four hits, two miscues for the Raiders, one for the Flyers. Pitch to Puppelman, curveball around the plate. Counts tried to backdoor the batter with a hook on the outside corner, and it was just off the edge. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Gaping hole left side of the diamond. Good swing by Puppelman, foul to the screen. Must have been the ninth or tenth foul ball sprayed out of play by Flyers hitters right there by Puppelman. Heitkamp rocketed several foul outside of third. Counts delivers. Puppelman swings. Ground ball right side of the diamond. It's Benjamin York at first base. Goes toward the hole. Nice backhand stop. And then he hot-foots it to first and beats Puppelman there for the out. Good play by Benjamin York of Rushi on the right side of the diamond. Nice backhand stop. Ball was hit sharply by Puppelman. And there are two down for the Flyers. Runner Heitkamp moved up to third. Rushi can ill afford a pass ball or wild pitch here. In the count of ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Meyer, who got a big base hit in that four-run sixth inning for Marion Local. Count goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Sky is shrouded in clouds now here at Rushi. No threat of rain. American flag beyond the right center field fence is not moving at all. It is calm. The count, two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Meyer, who waves. An off-speed delivery from counts. Had him buffaloed. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Hitter was off balance. Runner at third for Marion Local. That's a mighty big insurance run. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss at a low breaker. Meyer couldn't get a piece of it. Counts, rebounds. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's a tight one. A close encounter here at Rushi. Flyers 5, Raiders 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It is the bottom of the seventh here at Rushi. We go right down to the wire. Flyers 5, Raiders 4. And it's Vince Borchers, top of the order for Rushi, against Luke Everman in relief of Austin Niekamp for Marion Local. Niekamp relieved the starter, Bryant Meyer. Everman throws to Borchers, strike inside corner, about thigh high, caught the edge. Fastball right on the money. Everman again to Borchers, that one's high and away. Speed pitch, a ball, a strike, 1-1. 5-4, Marion Local up a run. Pitch to Vince Borchers, swung on, lifted left center field. It is Laws over from his center field position. He roams beneath the ball and catches for the out. Well, Vince Borchers has struck the ball pretty solidly three times in the air in this game. All of them a little too much loft. And three flyouts by Borchers to center fielder Laws for Marion Local. Here's Cordonier. One swing could tie it. There's a pitch low and in from Everman. Cordonier has a single and two fly ball out to right field. Everman winds, fires. Cordonier takes just off the plate wide, 2-0. Kind of a tricky situation. If you're Marion Local, you don't want to put the tying run on. But you know Cordonier can belt one out of here with one swing and tie the game. And here he shoots a hard line drive into right field, a base hit. That ball was belted. It was smashed by Cordonier. Right fielder charged. Puppelman threw on to first. Cordonier beat it by two or three steps. So Cordonier's aboard. He's 2-for-4 in the game. The one thing Everman did do, he threw him a strike, but it was well down in the zone. Cordonier couldn't get it up in the air, but he does single to right field. And Braylon has improved on that .450 batting average here today. He's gone 2-for-4. Here's the initial pitch to Zeb Schulte, a strike on the outside corner at the knees. Infield double play depth. Cordonier with a lead at first. One out, Rushi. Top of the, or I should say bottom of the seventh. 5-4 lead, Marion Local. Everman throws way up top over the helmet of Schulte. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Zeb the winning run, Cordonier the tying run. One out for Rushi, bottom of the seventh. Flyers lead the Raiders 5-4. Cordonier, good jump. Throw to the plate is high. Throw down to second base is late. It was not caught by the second baseman covering anyway. Ball on the ground behind the bag. So Cordonier is in. Schulte took the pitch out of the zone. And the Raiders are perhaps a single away from tying this game. Runner at second, one down. Bottom of the seventh. Schulte lifts a foul out of play behind home. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Schulte. Infield single, couple walks for him in this game. Outfield deep around to the left. Everman throws. Breaking pitch high and away. Oh, Schultze thought about it. Disciplined eye. It was upstairs. And the count goes full. 3-2. Here's the pitch by Everman to Zepp. Fastball lifted beyond the infield. Short center field. Laws coming on. Still coming. Got it on the dead run. As the hitter, Schultze, was vying for a base hit into short center. It hung up long enough, and Laws made the running catch for the Marion Local Flyers. A big out of Schultze on the fly ball to center. Cordonier stays put at second. And here's good hitting Cooper Unverfirth to the plate. He's at 367 on the season. The pitch to him, the ball up in the letters, 1-0. About 10 feet off the line at third is Moeller, third baseman for the Flyers. Outfield shading left, pitch to Unverfirth. Is fouled over the screen behind home, 1-1. Bottom of the seventh inning, Marion Local 5, Rushi 4. Tying run for the Raiders out at second in the person of Braylon Cordonier, who singled with one out. Here is the windup by Everman. Stretches, pitches. It is sprayed foul alongside first over the press box. Disappears up above. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Unverfirth for Rushi. 5-4 lead Flyers. Everman on the bump for Marion Local, wants to finish the game with this at bat. Curveball's down low. It is dropped by the catcher, who hustles after Unverfirth. Tags him. Unverfirth whiffed at the low curve. It was in the dirt. He strikes out, and the tag out of Cooper ends the game. Swing and a miss. Tag out by the catcher. And this game is in the books. Marion Local hangs on to win it 5-4. Five runs, four hits, an error for Marion Local. Four runs, five hits, a couple miscues for the Raiders. We'll return with more as we conclude our presentation here today from Rushi. Marion Local defeats the Rushi Raiders 5-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-Tangeman-FH.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back here to Rushi, where the Marin Local Flyers have completed a two-game sweep of Rushi this year in baseball. 11-1 earlier in the season, 5-4 here today. Flyers defeat the Raiders in a very good high school baseball game. Went right down to the wire. Rushi had the tying run at second, winning run at the plate for the final couple of at-bats in this game. But the Flyers hang on to win at 5-4. Each team a run in the fifth. Marion Local 4 in the sixth. Rushi 3 in the sixth. But my count, Marion Local had 5 runs, 4 hits. Rushi 4 runs, 5 hits in this game. 5-4. Flyers win it to go to 12-6 on the year. Rushi at 12-7 on the campaign. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and Rushi's in big demand. We grind your first 10 tools free. We offer tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. And O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. You can also contact us online at O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And so is A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi, which established its unique brand way back in 1986. Just one large customer at that time. 4 decades later, A&M serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live and work. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available in shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Well, let's take a look at our scorecard and determine our stars of this game. For the Rushi Raiders, certainly Zeb Borchers deserved better fate. Gave up 4 runs in this game. 3 were unearned. Marion Local wound up in this contest with only 3 earned runs of the 5 they scored. Borchers was sharp. Zeb pitched very well on the mound for Rushi. He's 1 star. And how about Braylon Cordonier? He had a couple base hits his last 2 trips to the plate. A couple singles for Braylon. Marion Local was able to keep him in the park during
that last at bat, during that last at bat with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Rushi threatened. Borchers flew out to center to start the inning with the Raiders down a run. Braylon Cordonnier cracked a single to right. Zeb Schultze flew out to short center. Ball had a chance. It looked like the blooper might fall in. Good play by Drew Laws in center field for the Flyers. Robbed Schultze of the base knock. And then Cooper Unverfirth K'd on a good curveball from Everman. And that finished off the game. Everman, in relief, did the job for the Marion Local Flyers. He pitched extremely well coming in for Niekamp, who'd relieved Bryant Meyer. Bryant Meyer, commendable starting job on the bump for the Flyers. And the senior was good on the hill. Offensively, as we take a look at Marion Local's production, Niekamp had a single in this game. Griffin Bruns, a base hit. A double from Niekamp, a double in the game from Puppelman. Let's give the stars of the game to the pitchers, Bryant Meyer and Luke Everman for Marion Local. Starter Zeb Borchers and offensive bat Braylon Cordonnier, a couple hits for Rushi. They are our stars of this game. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. At Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Welcome back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer, engineer, easy for me to say, engineer Derek Olding. Sky's cloudy here now. Thank goodness, no rain all night long. We had a good ball game. Marion Local nipped Rushi by a final tally of 5-4. 5-4 the final score. So many thanks to Osgood Bank, based in Osgood. New location now in Rushi as of this week. Additional Shelby County location in Fort Loramie, also in Chickasaw and Indian Lake as well. Thank you, Osgood Bank, locally owned and operated, part of Ohio for 100 years now. Osgood Bank, we support our customers near and far at Osgood. Osgood Bank committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. We provide the latest up-to-date technology. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. And we'll be joined by representatives from Osgood Bank Thursday night right here at Rushi for the game between the Raiders and the Fort Loramie Redskins. Shelby County Athletic League championship on the line. The two clubs will enter that game with 9-1 records, tied for first. Good win for Marion Local tonight on the road as the Flyers advance to 12-6. Rushi now 12-7 on the campaign. So many thanks to our great online listeners who joined us for our presentation tonight. Thank you so much here on Scores Broadcast. I saw a text from Christian Netcast, which said we had 2,100 joined in the sixth inning. 2,100 were clued into us in the sixth inning when the game got really interesting. Those were simultaneous listeners for a brief instant. We maxed out for the night at that point, 2,100 listeners in the sixth inning. And we salute and give gratitude to Derek Holding alongside our engineer this evening here at Rushi. Again on the air at 4:25 p.m. on Thursday evening right here at Rushi, Fort Loramie Redskins, Rushi Raiders, in a crucial SCAL contest. Again, both teams 9-1 atop the standings. For our online listeners, for Derek Holding alongside, for Amber Cordonier, athletic director at Rushi, and all of the support folks who lend a hand to providing an opportunity for us to cover Rushi, gratitude to everybody. Jack Kramer saying good night from Rushi High School Community Park here in the village. Marion Local tops the Raiders 5-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsor. sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.